Next question we're going to do is going to be a patient by the name of Mammy, M-A-M-I-E, Sharers, S-A-G-R-E-S, 1-8-2026. Let's see. S-H-S-H-E-R-E-S. Actually, we don't have to do her. She's been done before. Forgive me. Forget Mammy. Let's do Rosalyn, R-O-S-A-L-Y-N, Pope together. R-O-S-A-L-Y-N, Pope. Dated 1-17-2026. Ms. Pope is, let's see, 1-17-2026. So I'll give you her date of birth in a minute. Patient is currently in her second benefit period, which ends on 2-15-2026. She was seen for hospice medical, hospice face-to-face. This would be shared with the hospice medical director as well, period. Her date of birth is 9-18-56, so she's 78, right? This is a 68-year-old woman on hospice with protein calorie malnutrition. She continues to lose weight. Her weight loss is deemed to be unavoidable. Patient has a PPS of 40%. She's bowel and bladder incontinent. Ms. Lee, her family member, whom she lives with, tells me that she's sleeping 10 to 12 hours a day. She's refusing to eat. She has bouts of confusion. She's quite weak. She's quite debilitated. She was using most medications today. She was found to have a the following vital signs. Blood pressure was 110 over 50, pulse is 92, respiration is 18, O2 side 94%. Her LMAC is at 23 centimeter. Patient is anxious, very difficult to speak to. She has bouts of erupting in anger, wanting everyone to leave her alone. Her family member tells me that she's been evaluated for psychologically, and they've told them that there's not much they can do to force feed her. They're not against, their family is very much against any type of tube feeding, and has been on trial on numerous medications as an appetite stimulant and antidepressants, trying to increase her weight and increase her diet, but none has been successful, hence the reason for hospice and palliative care involvement. Given natural progression of her disease, she has most likely less than 6 months to live. That's on Rosalind Pope, P-O-P-E. It's important to mention that initially the patient had a 25-pound weight loss. When she came on service in 2025, which has continued to worsen. LMAC has fluctuated between 21.5 and 21. What did I say was your LMAC? Hang on, wait a second. 21.5 and... ...22 centimeter. Put LMAC today is 22 centimeter. Given her significant weight loss, this is a minimal change in her LMAC. Overall prognosis remains grave. Thank you.